If this were math class, Boise would have failed its latest test. Boise got 56 points out of a possible 100 on the Human Rights Campaign's Equality Index. The report looked at all the capital cities in the country, as well as each state's most populous communities. The Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group considered everything from non-discrimination laws to relationship recognition for same-sex couples and how a city treats its LGBT employees. So, since Boise got 56 points out of 100, that's an F, right?
We don't look at it that way.
That's Sarah Warbelow with the Human Rights Campaign. She says Boise has advanced equality in the last year, in large part due to the city council's unanimous approval of a non-discrimination law last December. That policy scored Boise 18 points on the campaign's Equality Index.
The average score nationwide was a 57. We certainly see lots of room for Boise to improve, but would not say at all that Boise is a failing city.
Warbelow says Boise also gained points for adding an LGBT liaison in the police department. But she says the city could do more by creating a similar position in the mayor's office. This is the second year the Human Rights Campaign has ranked Boise. City Council member Lauren McLean co-sponsored the city's non-discrimination ordinance. She says that in 1 year, Boise more than doubled its previous score of 26, and that's something to be proud of.
The Human Rights Campaign is recognizing that we've taken steps to make sure that everybody in our community feels welcome and included.
But other Western cities did score higher on the index. Salt Lake City, Utah received 87 points, while Portland, Oregon, and Missoula, Montana each got a perfect score. There is no statewide law in Idaho that protects LGBT people from housing, employment, and public accommodation discrimination. So besides Boise, cities including Sandpoint, Coeur d'Alene, and Pocatello have put non-discrimination laws on their books. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.